come into your presence this morning with thanksgiving. I will make a joyful noise unto the Lord. I will praise the Lord with gladness. I have come before your presence with singing, with dancing, with appreciation. We know that the Lord is good. He is the one who made us, not ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. We enter into your gate with thanksgiving and into your courts with praise. We are thankful. We bless your name because you are, and your mercy endures forever. Your truth endures from generations to generation. Great is your faithfulness, O Lord our Father. Your mercies have kept us. You did not rebuke us in your anger, neither did you chasten us in your utter displeasure. Thank you for your love. Thank you for showing us mercies in our wicked state. Thank you for healing us. Thank you for giving peace to our troubled hearts. We bless and magnify you. We thank you for your hand of deliverance. We thank you because great is your faithfulness. You did not leave us into the jaws of death. We thank you for remembering us at all times. We thank you for delivering our souls from the pit of hell. We thank you because you have kept us in your presence, in your peace. Thank you for shielding us. Thank you because you are our peace. Thank you for the journey so far. Today is the 13th day in the month of December. It has not been by the power of man. Your grace has kept us. Lord, we do not take it for granted. We say thank you, Jesus. Thank you for delivering us. Thank you because you are our peace. Thank you because we enjoy your love on a daily basis. Morning by morning, new of your mercies we see. Every day you unfold yourself in a greater dimension. Thank you for surprising us. Lord, we are so grateful. Thank you because you are good. Thank you for fighting our battles. We thank you for showing up for us even when we least expect. Thank you because you are faithful God. Even when all hope is lost, we see you. You are our shepherd that we can call on at all times. Lord, we bless and appreciate you. You do not allow evil to overshadow our lives. Thank you because you have been supplying our needs. Thank you for silencing the enemies on our behalf. Thank you, Jesus, for all you have done, for all you are doing, for all you will do. Be thou exalted in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name we've prayed. Amen. Good morning, brethren. Today is another Saturday in the month of December, 13th day in the month of December. Lord, we are saying thank you. I want us to make these words of declarations with me, that Lord, as I go today, you become my peace. As I go today, you silence every voice that is against the word of God concerning my life in the name of Jesus Christ. The Lord will make a glorious name for himself in my life, in my own, and in all I do. The Lord will take all glory. He will fight my battle in the name of Jesus Christ. I will enjoy the peace that supersedes all human understanding in the name of Jesus Christ. The Lord is in the midst of me. I will not be moved. Every word of the Lord concerning me, I lay hold of those promises. I believe them and activation begins to work on them in the name of Jesus Christ. I will be helped of the Lord. I will enjoy the mercy of God on the daily basis. I will enjoy the mercy of God in every areas of my life. As I go out in my activities today, even when I'm home, when I'm asleep, the mercy of the Lord speaks for me in the name of Jesus Christ. I will enjoy the peace, the mercy of God beyond my expectation in the name of Jesus Christ. The mercy of God will fight for me in the name of Jesus Christ. The mercy of the Lord opens the door of beauty for me on all sides in the name of Jesus Christ. Everything that is not of God, I exchange it with the word of God, and everything that the Lord has said concerning me becomes my reality in Jesus' name. I will increase in the goodness of God. Surely God's goodness and mercy will follow me all the days of my life, and I will enjoy plenty in the Lord in the name of Jesus Christ. As I go today, I go forward on all sides in the name of Jesus Christ. I am bringing forth the glory of God. I am shining for the glory of God. I become the evidence of everything that God has said concerning me in the name of Jesus Christ. My life will be an evidence of the manifestation of whom the Lord has helped in the name of Jesus Christ. I leap over every limitation in the name of Jesus Christ. Sickness is not my portion. Good health and perfect health is my lot, and I walk in the realities of it in the name of Jesus Christ. Every language that is against me, every utterance of the evil ones against me, I blot it out by the blood of Jesus, because the Lord is my peace. I will enjoy the peace of God forward and every areas of my life in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name of prayer, amen. Brethren, before I continue with today's program, I want to use this medium to remind us of our program that will be coming up next week, Thursday, on the 18th day of December 2025. At our same venue, Oluwadam Larry Garden, beside Open University, that is behind Tafu Arena, along Songwele Yele Road. We're expecting you will come with a heart of expectation, with a heart of gratitude, to present our Ebenezer to God as you wrap up this year. I pray that the blessings of the Lord will be our portion in Jesus' name. Amen. Brethren, we've been discussing the Lord is my shepherd, and we want to look at another side today through the scripture. And I pray that the entrance of the word of God will give life and understanding. It will give light to us, to illuminate us in Jesus' name. Amen. I want to read Psalm 23 before I continue. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He make me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley and the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemy. You anoint my head with oil. My cup runs over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. Amen. We will dwell in the house of the Lord in Jesus' name. The Bible text for today is taken from the book of Psalm 125 verse 2. It says, as the mountain surrounds Jerusalem, so the Lord surrounds his people both now and forevermore. Amen. As the Lord surrounds Jerusalem, that is the affirmation, the word of God, the potency that the word of God carries. He says, as the Lord surrounds Jerusalem, so he surrounds you. He surrounds his people. And who are his people? I am part of his people. You are part of his people. And he says that covering is not a temporal time. He said, for now and forevermore. In as much as we plug ourselves into him and we recognize him as God and Savior, if you recognize him as part of his people, we will enjoy that guidance. Bible, it said being surrounded. So I just want to talk about being surrounded. Being surrounded by God means experiencing the constant protective presence. It's like a house that has a standby security there. They are always on their watch, making sure that anything that pertains to security is intact. Even if it's possible to prevent a fly from coming into the house, they will be on their watch. Let's now talk about God. He said, when the Lord surrounds you as his people, we have that assurance that everything that pertains to us is intact. That is, if we continue to stay as his people, we experience his security, we experience his presence, we experience his strength, we experience his safety, we experience his love, we experience his favor and guidance. Anything that pertains our life, as we talk about the Lord being our shepherd, the work of the shepherd is to feed, to guide, to shield us. Those three parts encompass every areas of our life. The thing that human needs is feeding. We need feed. We need food to be able to keep life moving. We need guidance, because the world, we live in an evil world. And we need shield to protect us from external forces, from anything that wants to pull us down. And when we are surrounded, all these trees are already secured in him. So in as much as we choose to remain the child of God, he being our shepherd covers everything that pertains to us. The Bible says all that pertains to life and godliness, he has given to us freely, as we being his sheep, as he being a shepherd. The Lord surrounds his people forever and ever. That word that says the Lord surrounds his people has not changed, can never change, and will not change, because the word of God can never lose its potency. The word of God is alive. The word of God is sharper than two-edged sword. The word of God is peace. The word of God is fire. The word of God is bread. The word of God is the fuel that sustains our life. The word of God is everything in one, everything that we need for our life. That is what the word of God carries. The potency of God is still intact and it cannot be reduced. But we are the ones that we determine the potency of that word of God coming to reality in our life. God's word is still powerful. but we are the determinant if we want that potency to be active in our life. The activity of the Word of God is determined by our choice as human. It's determined if we are still going to stay under His covering, inside His boundary, because the Word says He surrounds us. In as much as we remain inside Him, the Word of God is potent and it works wonders. It works great and mighty things beyond our expectation. The Word of God carries life to transform our life, to influence our life into transformation, because on a daily basis we need growth to transform our life to becoming a better person. So the Word of God is life that influences our life to transformation. Jesus said, "It is finished." When He died, when He finished everything on the cross of Calvary, He said it is finished, because all that pertains to Him being the shepherd of our life has been settled. He came to this earth to settle everything for us. So He said it at the cross of Calvary when he said, "It is finished." He has settled everything that pertains to us. He said He has settled it. It is finished. He came to settle everything on our behalf on the cross of Calvary. The devil knows this because God has settled it, but he tries to brainwash us with unbelief, making us think that the Word of God has not settled everything, making us feel that His death on the cross of Calvary is in vain, making us feel less of what God has said concerning her. He said, "None of His word will go void. None of His word will fall to the ground without fulfilling that which He has said concerning us." But the choice is left to us. Do we believe? For everybody that Jesus had contact with in the Bible, He said, "Be unto you according to your faith." He works on the faith of the individual. And we saw that every individual that carried faith, that had that faith in Jesus Christ, received their healing, because they allowed the potency of the Word of God to do that great work that God has sent it into our life. So I'm asking us this question today. What is our choice? Do we carry the Word of God with the potency that it carries, or we water it with our unbelief? Unbelief is not of God, it's of the devil. And the devil uses it to make us reduce the power that the Word of God has sent into our life. I pray that we will not partner with the devil to destroy our testimony, to destroy every good word that God has said concerning our lives in Jesus' name. I want to ask us this question this morning. Whose report will you believe? Every day we receive reports. Whose report will you intentionally believe? Will you believe the reward of the report that the Lord have said concerning you through His word, through the Holy Spirit to you personally, or through the ministers of God? Or you choose to believe the other? Many a time we are always tempted to believe the other, because the devil has entrapped many with fear, and fear is false evidence appearing real. We are false evidences, but the devil makes it appear real, and many of us make the mistake to believe that this thing is real, whereas it is not real. But the Word of God is potent. It carries all that pertains to us. So what are we going to choose? Whose report are we going to choose? God will not force any one of us to make the choice of believing Him. How can we believe? By hearing the Word of God to activate our faith, listening to the Word of God that helps in transforming us, listening to the Word of God, meditating on the Word of God, listening to men of God that carries the power of God to help in shaping our realities, helping to transform our mind. And thank God we have men of God that God are using. So it's a choice to deliberately choose who you want to believe to help in activating the faith in you. Hebrews 11:6 says, "It is impossible to please God without faith, because anyone coming to Him must believe He exists, and that He generously rewards those who seek Him passionately." Are we seeking God passionately, or we are just seeking Him because we just want to make somebody happy, or we don't want somebody to question us that, "Do you really believe God?" It's an individual thing. It's an individual choice. Are we seeking God passionately? Do we believe His word concerning our life? Every of His words carries life. Do we believe that the word He has said concerning us carry life? Do we believe that that word is able to heal that thing that is disturbing us? Do we believe that that word can cause transformation in that challenging situation, in that chaotic situation that looks as if it will never come to an end? It's our choice. Do we believe Him even when what we are seeing is not saying what is it? Do we still hold on and believe, "Oh God, that be it unto me according to your word"? The thief on the right hand said, Lord, remember me. It was not looking like Jesus could save him, but he believed even in death, and he received his reward. What is our choice today? Are we passionately believing in God that even when it doesn't seem like that, I know my Redeemer liveth. I know my Lord will save me. He will come and save me. He will save me even when the devil is trying to affect my personality. I know my God is alive and he will redeem me from the pit of hell. It is not just open, but we should actively trust and pursue God. We should recognize him as God and the ultimate rewarder of those that diligently seek him. I want us to pray this prayer that God, help me to diligently seek you. Help me to work on listening to your word, being attentive to the Holy Spirit to transform my life, to make me a better person, to make me a better me, to build my faith in you. In the name of Jesus Christ, help me to diligently seek you. Help me to live my life in you. Help me to live my life to believe in every of your word that you've said concerning me. Make me a testimony of your word that you have said concerning me. In the name of Jesus Christ, help my faith in you to increase on a daily basis. Help me to become the person you have called me to be. In the name of Jesus Christ, I choose not to allow fear to cripple me. In the name of Jesus Christ, but I choose to believe every of your word that you have said concerning me, because I will manifest it. I will manifest them, and I will be a testimony. In the name of Jesus Christ, in Jesus' name I've prayed. Once again, we want to use this medium to remind us that heaven is our home. It's also a choice. Eternity is sure for everybody, but the place that everyone will spend depends on individual choice. Heaven is full of peace. It's full of joy. It's full of what human cannot even explain. There is no sorrows. There is no sorrow. There is peace all around. Joy. Forever and ever. I pray that the Lord will help us to consciously put ourselves inside God, as the scripture of today, that the Lord surrounds Jerusalem. We will not walk out of his presence. In the name of Jesus Christ, we will not make choices of destructions. In the name of Jesus, his grace will keep us intact, and our strength will be renewed on a daily basis, that we will walk carefully and we walk in an obedient way to the letter to make it to heaven. In the name of Jesus, we will not miss there. We will not miss our heavenly home. In the name of Jesus, the Lord will strengthen us to the end. In the name of Jesus Christ, it is well with us as we go today. We enjoy every word that God has said concerning us, and every will come to life in our lives in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name of prayer, amen. Good morning once again. Thank you. God bless you. Have a wonderful Saturday.